We ask prominent voices to share their memories, reflect on the progress toward achieving King's dream of justice and equality for all Americans. Those voices include American pioneers like General Colin Powell, the first black Secretary of State, Loretta Lynch, six-time NBA champion and MVP Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, California Senator Kamala Harris, and New Orleans singer-songwriter and hornblower, that's Trombone Shorty.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
People were fundamentally afraid of King's message and what it might mean for losses in their own lives. The way that people will cling to their fears as opposed to opening their hearts up to possibilities is something that can never be discounted.
When I met Dr. King, I was involved in a summer mentoring program. There was a debate going on as to, you know, was his approach better? Really, the answer was that all people who were concerned about the issues needed to come together and deal with the issues.
Black and white together.
He brought together people of every walk of life, from every age and race, and every geographic region of the country.
His legacy was always about love, and that's what I try to do through my music around the world, just bring love and unity through harmony. Without Dr. King, I'm not sure where we would be today.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Seeing that in black and white and seeing all those people together, I felt the spirit hit me. And as I got older, I started to really understand what he meant to us.
I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you.
He achieved so much, but the goals that he identified, we didn't get there.
We're divided by class. We're divided economically. We're still divided racially in some very, very deep and fundamental ways.
What was tragic is that his work was just on the verge of really pushing for the economic justice piece before he was killed.
There are literally two Americas.
Remember, it was the sanitation workers. He was there to stand for their right to collective bargain, for their right to have a workplace that would be safe, their right to have dignified wages. That's what his fight was before he was killed. And that is a fight that remains true today.
I was sitting down with my grandmother and we were watching TV and some of the things that was happening in the world. She said, it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's the same thing. So for me to sit there and see her say that, it's a hard thing.
I was proud as Attorney General to work with both law enforcement and community members who were facing that problem head on. When that communication and trust breaks down, and you see that happening in the case of so many instances of law enforcement violence perpetrated on the minority community, and there being no way to handle that, no way to talk about the competing agendas there that can in fact be very similar.
We've got a lot more to do, but I'm sitting here as a son of an immigrant family, black kid, public school education, was able to rise to the top. And the way that was made for me was built a large extent by what Dr. King did and by his great sacrifice. But the trend I see is that America is becoming a more mosaic nation.
Let freedom ring from every hill.
My dream is that we live to achieve Dr. King's purpose, and that includes equality that is both about racial justice and it is about economic justice.
I think Americans can honor Dr. King's legacy by just having an honest look in the mirror as to what we can all do to not give racism and bigotry the opportunity to get a foothold on our public psyche, on our institutions.
I hope that 50 years from now, we will all be, again, one people, one nation.
Whether it's the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, the Parkland students, these youth-led movements are really a legacy of the civil rights movement also. King's legacy lives on.
But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.